Firstly, Richard, congratulations on winning the Sunflower Trophy today. So a nice way to finish off the season.
For sure. I'm well happy with today's results. We got a win yesterday on the 1,000cc's, and we had two races today, managed to get two more wins, so I didn't travel. And yeah, over the moon to add my name to the Sunflower Trophy.
And in the end, something like 6 seconds to spare. So that was quite a comprehensive victory.
Yeah, it came my way nicely. I mean, we had a 12-lap race originally, but there's a red flag, so it was cut down to 10 laps in the restart, and I got away at the start, got the whole shot, and just got the head down, and obviously was on second, so just able to lap quicker than him and pulled a nice, comfortable lead with over six seconds. So at the end, it was had a couple of laps just to pace myself and bring her over the line.
So a lot of travel once again this year in the championship over in Britain. You finished fifth overall, so you must be pretty well pleased, and no doubt we'll want to build on that next time out.
For sure. I mean, this year we made a great step in the championship, and we finished 20th in the championship last year, and we moved up to fifth this year, so we made great progress. We're pushing for fourth, and we're on the podiums with two wins, so I really had well happy with this season, and it's really nice to end it. You know, we picked up the Neil Robinson Memorial Trophy earlier in the year in Ireland, and now we've added the Sunflower Cup Trophy as well to my name, so it's really happy to get another win, as well as head endurance racing and got a win there. So it's been a real good year, and I really enjoyed it.
So the racing may be over in one sense, but no doubt the preparations for next year will almost start straight away, and getting all the pieces in the jigsaw in place for another championship.
For sure. I mean, maybe we'll stay away from the gym now for maybe another few weeks, but we'll, for sure, when it comes to bikes, I'll be out now. Motocross next weekend, we've got some supermoto rounds, which is sort of different bikes, and I'll be just doing as much riding the bike as I can for keeping me active, you know, and keep the head sharp, and then we'll get back into the gym whenever the weather gets real bad, and push right through until the start of next year.
Yeah, and so what will the chief aim be for 2023?
Well, we've been given different options, and obviously teams and classes, etc. So I'll looking at what's the best option, finalising a few things, because I'm hoping to I'll be in the British Championship paddock again, and with the option to do the Superstock 1000 again for MD Motorsports. So it'll be that direction, but just finalising the last few things and before it's all official. But yeah, either way, whatever I do, I'll be prepping for it as best I can.
Yeah, and no doubt a big thanks to everybody who's supported you in any way, because behind you there's a big team of people and a lot of people who put in a huge amount of work.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it wouldn't be possible if I do my team and all my sponsors and the mechanics. You know, it's like a massive big puzzle, and one piece missing, it doesn't work, and we've got all the pieces well put together. I'm really happy with how the team are working together, and we've got some real good results to show it. So, and all my local sponsors and sponsors from AMD and Dumfries Scotland, you know, it's all been a real massive help, you know, and we're getting a step closer to my ultimate goals.